This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Happy Memorial Day. Well, for the next hour, we have a number of guests, all with their own reason to take a moment to remember. Kevin Powers, an Iraq vet, shares his remarkable story in a novel a little later with us. We also have the latest on those providing shelter and recovery from a number of storms. We'll look at how one part of the country is recovering more than 6 months from a historic storm that tore up the East Coast. And we'll take a look at present and past storms of the political kind in Washington. But today we start back in Oklahoma.
From the forecasters who issued the warnings to the first responders who dug through the rubble to the teachers who shielded with their own bodies their students, Oklahomans have inspired us with their love and their courage.
President Obama this weekend in Moore, Oklahoma there. He singled out the bravery of a lot of local teachers, and we can speak to one of them now, Lindsay Wright, fifth grade teacher from Plaza Towers Elementary, one of the two schools destroyed in Moore last week. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. The president visited yesterday, of course. We've all seen the pictures of the devastation today and all week long. It's hard to believe it's been a week since those storms.
Yes. Very hard to believe.
What has your world been like?
It's been wild. After Monday, it's just been nonstop. Our district has done a great job at getting us all back together and letting us all talk about what happened and setting up times for us to meet with our students. And, of course, seven of our students didn't make it out, and it's just been filled with their services and celebrating their lives this past week as well.
We spoke the other day, Lindsay, to some high school students who had their graduation this weekend. It's a joyous time. At the same time, there's not a lot of joy at home given the services that you just described. It just must be pulling you in so many directions.
Right. It's difficult, but we have to find the silver lining in the situation and not dwell on the horrific event that happened.
Is there a plan for getting back to class with you and your fifth grade students?
Well, our school year is over for the year.
Oh, of course. I thought maybe there was one more week of June, but I guess not.
No, our last day was supposed to be last Thursday.
Okay.
So we are out for the summer.
And spending your time and energy on recovery, I guess, physical recovery for the moment, getting things cleaned up.
Yes. Physically, emotionally, mentally, everything. Everything is a mess, and so it's nice just to be able to go out and help those who can be helped salvage what they can salvage and clean up what we can clean up.
Does it make you feel a little better on a daily basis if you can go down the block and help somebody move some junk or sort of get things cleaned up a little bit?
Yeah, yes. A lot of our students lost their homes, so it's nice to be able to go and help them and see what we can do for them also during this time.
So you've got an early summer here. The rest of the country kind of celebrates the beginning of summer. What does early summer look like for you and your fellow residents there and more, do you think? Cleanup, obviously. What's ahead?
Yes, obviously cleanup and beginning rebuilding, trying to get our lives back to normal as much as possible after something like this happens.
Do you have a sense of what normal might feel like at this point? I don't know if that's a fair question.
Right now, not exactly. It's kind of hard to think about what I would have been doing today had this not happened, but we're just glad that we do have today to live right now.
Yeah, so am I. Lindsay Wright, fifth grade teacher at Plaza Towers Elementary. It's a difficult time for you, and I appreciate you taking the time to share part of your story with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.